You're listening to Vatican Radio. Anglican-Catholic dialogue is back on the agenda this week as a team of ecumenical experts from both sides meet in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro from April 30th to May 6th. This third meeting of the current Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission, or ARCIC, will continue its work on the relationship between local and universal church, as well as on the way in which both communities respond to the most pressing ethical issues of our time. To find out more about the meeting, I talked to Monsignor Mark Langham from the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. He serves as Catholic co-secretary of ARCIC 3.
Well, this phase of ARCIC, as you may know, is a slightly more reflective phase. We're not diving in and talking about the difficult problems that there are between Anglicans and Catholics at the moment in a particularly urgent way. We're rather looking back more closely at our common origins, at the common tradition we share, and asking at what stage and for what reason do we part company. So this is the third meeting of this third phase. We've already mapped out a way ahead. And at this meeting, we will be really starting to pull information together to try to look forward to some sort of agreed statement. And what that agreed statement will try and show is the way that we have reached our current positions. Not so much going through the arguments themselves as the processes, the terms of reference that we use, the way we use scripture, the way we use the fathers, the way we use the church's tradition to arrive at our current positions.
Why the choice of Brazil this time? Is there a specific reason?
There's a very well-established Anglican province in Brazil, and so it was an appropriate place to meet. But ARCIC has always liked to take the message around the globe, not just to be a group of theologians who are dialoguing apart from the realities of the church. And so very much built into the week are meetings with local ecumenical leaders and indeed a visit to a particularly fine ecumenical project in the City of God in Rio de Janeiro, where Anglicans and Catholics work together amid people who live in great poverty. And so it's an opportunity both to share our message, but for us to be revitalized by the local situation, and that will enrich our dialogue as well.
This meeting, of course, is taking place against the background of a new Pope and a new Archbishop of Canterbury. How much do you think does this affect the work of your dialogue?
I think in some senses our work continues. We already had planned this meeting well before we knew of these changes. And of course, ARCIC works to a mandate that was provided by the previous Archbishop of Canterbury and the previous Holy Father. So in some senses, work continues whoever is in Rome or whoever is in Canterbury. But at the same time, there is a new beginning, a feeling of a new atmosphere. And I think we'll be very aware that the context of our dialogue takes place in a new chapter in both our communions' lives. And we will be already aware of some of the wonderful things that Pope Francis has said, that Archbishop Welby has said, and we'll feed those into our dialogues as well.
Certainly I've heard talk of a new springtime of ecumenism. Do you sense that in your work here already or not?
The problems are still there, and they're real problems. And the council here is still committed, as it has ever been, to work with our Anglican partners to resolve that. To that extent, I don't think, you know, the mood changes. We are as committed, and the church is as committed as ever it was. What I think is we will be looking at the different emphases, the new highlights that the two leaders give, to see how that can contribute to moving forward perhaps in different directions.
Specifically, Pope Francis has focused very much on himself as the Bishop of Rome, and this has been seen in ecumenical circles as a striking difference with the past. How much do you think does this play into the discussions you'll be having in Brazil?
Our Anglican partners have told us they're very interested in what Pope Francis has said and how he says it. And it's very interesting that a lot of what the Holy Father says reflects language that ARCIC, the Anglican Roman Catholic Dialogue, has already used on authority. The document on the gift of authority spoke very much in those terms. And so there is a resonance there. It's not to say in any way that what's gone before is rejected or is now out of date. In fact, you know, the teaching of the Magisterium and the previous popes is very much part of our agenda. But also the new emphases that Pope Francis brings, yes, will help us to reassess and to revisit some of those issues and to look at them in a new light. So it's a very exciting time, no doubt about it.
Monsignor Mark Langham from the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. I also spoke during the recent enthronement of the new Archbishop of Canterbury to an Anglican member of ARCIC 3, Bishop Christopher Hill, who chairs the Church of England Council for Christian Unity. He told me that Pope Francis' emphasis on his role as the Bishop of Rome is extremely encouraging for the whole ecumenical endeavour.
This stress on the Bishop of Rome from Francis and the ministry of the Bishop of Rome and the local Church of Rome, talk to the Orthodox. That's exactly the way they understand the Church, that there are bishops, in the plural, not a single bishop over the whole Church, but that the Church is a communion of churches. There is, of course, a very, very proper role, a primatial role, and I can say that as an Anglican. You know, there are disagreements over the extent of jurisdictional questions, but a real role for the sake of the unity of God's people, there is a Petrine ministry in the Bishop of Rome. And the new emphasis on Bishop of Rome is so congenial ecumenically and helpful that it can't help but to make a big difference in the long run.
What is the next step? Where do we take this in the ecumenical conversation?
Well, I think there are two things. Everybody's got a spring in their step. I also hear from Roman Catholic bishops how encouraged they are. So that's the first thing within the Roman Catholic Communion, that there is this perhaps a new spring, a new step. And we recognise that from outside full communion. We have a partial communion with the Roman Catholic Church. The ARCIC Commission, Anglican Roman Catholic International Commission, we're meeting in Rio, and local and universal is right at the top of our official agenda. That was there beforehand, but it will have a new feel to it now with the new papacy.
So your hopes are very high at this point, aren't they?
They are. I'm not simplistic. There's no quick fix, but longer term, it's like a horizon where you can't see it, and there's a glimmer through the mist, and you can begin to see it.
My thanks there to Bishop Christopher Hill, Chair of the Church of England Council for Christian Unity.